New Delhi. Heavy monsoon rains continued to affect large parts of India, triggering landslides, flash floods, waterlogging and transport disruptions across several states. The adverse weather has claimed lives, damaged infrastructure and prompted rescue operations, while the India Meteorological Department, IMD, warned that heavy rainfall is likely to continue in several regions. Kerala remained among the worst-hit states after a landslide struck the tunnel road project site at Kaladi in Wayanad. At least 3 workers were killed, 9 people were injured, and several others remained missing as rescue teams continued round-the-clock operations. Police have registered a case of unnatural death and launched an investigation into the incident. Earth-moving equipment has been deployed to clear debris and search for those feared trapped. The contractor, Dilip Buildcon Limited, said the landslide occurred during exceptionally heavy rainfall and maintained that all prescribed safety protocols were followed. According to the company, Wayanad received around 265 millimeters of rainfall in the previous 24 hours, among the highest recorded in the district this monsoon season. In Maharashtra, heavy rain continued to leave a trail of destruction. A security guard died in a landslide at Rustic Island near Lonavala in Pune district, while another guard remained missing. Rescue teams evacuated 14 people from the area. IMD data showed Lonavala received 1,290 millimeters of rainfall in the 48 hours ending Tuesday morning. Although rainfall eased in Mumbai after 2 days of intense showers, the impact remained severe. Flood-related deaths in neighboring Palghar district rose to 10 over the past week. A landslide in Ritnagira buried 5 houses, while rescue teams searched for 2 people trapped under debris. Across Mumbai, authorities recorded 428 incidents of fallen trees and branches and 28 reports of wall and house collapses. Heavy rain also disrupted flight operations in Mumbai and Delhi, prompting airlines to advise passengers to check flight schedules before heading to airports. In Haryana, heavy rain submerged several parts of Rewari. Roads were inundated, traffic was disrupted for hours, and water entered homes in low-lying areas. Waterlogging affected several residential and commercial localities despite the city receiving around 13 millimeters of rainfall. Arunachal Pradesh also continued to battle the monsoon. More than 94,000 people across 26 districts have been affected so far this season. Fresh rain triggered flash floods, landslides and rockfalls in several districts. 4 people have lost their lives, 21 were injured, and 2 women remain missing. The weather system over the Bay of Bengal weakened into a well-marked low-pressure area, resulting in reduced rainfall intensity across Odisha. However, authorities continued to monitor river levels and flood conditions in vulnerable districts. The IMD issued a yellow alert for the entire state of Bihar, forecasting widespread rain, thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds. Heavy rainfall is expected in districts including Kishanganj, Katihar, Bagalpur, Banka and West Champaran. Heavy rainfall also prompted the Gujarat government to review disaster preparedness in the Saurashtra region, particularly in Amreli, Raikad and Bhavnagar districts, where officials are monitoring rivers, reservoirs and low-lying areas. Western Maharashtra witnessed some of the season's heaviest rainfall, with Mahabaleshwar recording 513 millimeters in 24 hours, one of the highest single-day rainfall totals recorded in the region. The downpour caused landslides, road closures, power outages, and major disruptions across Satara district. In Jharkhand, the IMD said rainfall intensity is expected to weaken from Wednesday, with no heavy rain forecast over the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, Nashik district in Maharashtra remained on alert after heavy showers and a cloudburst warning pushed up the water level in the Godavari River. Waterlogging also affected railway services, leading to the partial cancellation of the Jaipur-Bandra Terminus Superfast Express due to disruptions on the Mumbai Central Division of Western Railway. The IMD has forecast continued heavy to very heavy rainfall in several parts of the country over the coming days. Authorities have urged residents in vulnerable areas to remain alert, avoid unnecessary travel and follow official advisories as rescue and relief operations continue in the affected states.